Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going? Tuesday. We have a tonight, but let me just say we had a wonderful show the other night with Shima, and we played her new song, Gas Me Up. It was great. Go check it out. She's got some videos on YouTube. So we've got the creator, founder, inventor, CEO of Life Back, and he created it. I don't know. Words are great. I mean, they both talking about, and I never know what's true on both. So he is the leader of Life Back, and let him tell you what it is actually. But it's to get out. So let's talk.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, man?
Having a hard time with your phone.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
In and out. Yes, I was trying to let you know earlier that I couldn't hear you very well.
Yeah, no. Yeah, can you hear me a little better now?
I'm moving around.
Well, I was trying to find a spot of good reception, but... Well, we're both in and out.
Arthur, how are you? That's really appreciated, and I hope you're doing well.
No, I'm doing amazing. I live and work in an environment that I get little miracles every few days. So I appreciate you having me on. It'll save lives. And I'm a lucky man.
Beautiful. Yes, I know. Wanted to tell everybody exactly what the life. It personally up front, let everybody know exactly what it is. You could explain it a lot better than I can.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a very simple device. It looks like a little plunger, and if you were choking to death and abdominal thrust,
you're going in and out
work.
Again.
Yeah.
Going out again, Arthur. What did you say?
I was just trying to explain the simplicity of it. It's just a simple plunger. You place, push, and pull.
Sorry, folks. We're having some technical difficulties. Arthur, tell me, can you get to a little back or...
Yeah, let me call you from the landline.
I'll talk while you're gone. Hurry up and give us a call back. I really can't hear
you
what you're saying. I really want everybody. I want everybody to know about this product because I love it.
All right, I appreciate it. I'll call you right back.
Yes, right back. But I can't get the audio from Arthur. I don't know if he's around. I can't answer it, but anyway, if you can hear him, I only use myself. He does lives with it. Well, probably a lot of lives, not just children. I mean, you know. So hang on, we got Arthur calling him back. Right,
you there? Can you hear me now?
Hey, Hey, can you hear me now? You sound like the commercial.
Yeah, right? I feel so bad. I appreciate this time so much.
Oh, no, just stay still, hon. Okay, so tell life, because I'm dying to know more about it, too.
Yeah, it looks like a little sink plunger. It's designed that if you're choking and abdominal thrust, back blows, and chest compressions didn't work, which is sadly frequently, one child dies every 5 days, you compress it, place, push, and pull, and it just creates a little suction and pulls out the obstruction that's causing you to choke to death.
From Mars? Your phone,
I know,
is
right?
Horrible again.
I know, and I'm on my home phone. I barely knew I had one.
So I was wondering, were you seeing it's got that the plunger effect?
Yeah, I tried to make something that was very simple for people and parents like me that would be panicking, so everyone can work a plunger.
Right.
You just kind of plunger it out. You push it on the face and pull it, and it'll. I reverse engineered
right.
it so it pulls instead of pushes, and we've saved over 70 children now, over 170 lives.
Beautiful. I know. I was reading about it. What did I want to ask you about it? Now, what made you like experience something that you had, like when you, did you have someone you know, oh my God, it didn't work and I got to come up with something? I mean, what's the story behind it? What made you come up with this idea?
Well, it was 11 years ago, I was visiting a friend in the hospital. His mother was having an operation, so I was just keeping him company. And he pointed across at a gurney and said the last time he was here, there was a 7-year-old in the hospital that had choked to death. And he explained the pain of the parents and of the staff. And my daughter was 7 at the time. And I kind of had a tragedy in my life where my best friend died right in front of me. And I saw my daughter and I felt that old pain. And I said, I got to do something. He said, nothing worked. And I said, geez, at this age of the world, we can't suck something out of a throat. So that was kind of the beginning of the mission, and built off that fear of seeing my daughter there and knowing the hell you go through when that would happen. I just became dedicated to first saving her and then obligated to not be the only parent that could do that. You know, how could I live like that? So
nice.
I persevered
nice.
To be able to save. And, you know, like I said, yesterday we got the miracle of a parent had it for their child and wound up saving another family's child at a restaurant. And what better feeling than, you know, that gift that family saved another family's child, you know, just because we never gave up. And I know that they don't have to live their lives destroyed. They're back to playing, you know. What a great feeling.
Right, and half the time it's joking and you panic and the Heimlich isn't working or the thrusts aren't working and you don't know what to do, then guess what? I remembered I have a life jacket. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, the father was in the restaurant. He ran out to his car and got it and brought it in and saved the other family's child. And the gratitude of that family to their family. And then they even shared it with me and were appreciative that I came up with it. And, you know, what other gift in life could you get than that kind of, you know, gratitude from two families?
Right. Well, what I loved about it, what I saw was that, you know, when you purchase it, now this is for home use, and also do you get orders from maybe daycares or hospitals or anything like that?
Yeah, no, a majority of parents, like I was, and my daughter was little, but we've got over almost 1,000 schools now, and you know, my passion is special needs. People in a wheelchair may have no option. You can't get your arms around them. So we spread the word as strongly as we can to, you know, have it in those facilities. We're fortunate. We've had police officers save lives. We've had EMTs and fire departments save lives. So, you know, those heroes are out there saving lives. They appreciate it too. You know, they don't want that child to die in front of them.
Yeah. And what I like about it is you have, when you do, I guess the home product, it comes with the two replacements and actual a practice one too. I mean, I guess you could only use the mouthpiece once. If God forbid you have to use it, you have to throw it away.
Yeah, I made it to cover your whole family. So it has a child mask and an adult mask, and it comes with a practice mask. It doesn't expire. It's not a gimmick. And if you use it, you tell us, and we give you another one free. And
right, right. That's how I didn't get there. I was going to say, and plus you give the other one free if you wanted it, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I tried to make it as my dad worked on the space program, has brought up in me reliability, and I tried to make it last forever and be as inexpensive as you can make a medical product and save as many lives as possible.
Right, right. Well, you're doing a great job with it. That's for
sure.
That's for sure. And it's definitely something you want to have in the house. I mean, you don't have to be a kid. An adult could choke too. So, you know, any age.
Yeah,
this is fun for all ages, right?
Yeah. Hey, cool way to put it. Yeah, we had I think the daughter, the girl was 12, and she saved her little brother. So,
wow.
You know, that confirmed my goal of making it simple and easy to use, you know, and it's somewhat panic-proof. Just push it and pull it until it comes out. Ah.
Right, right. Now, you simple, so how long did it take for it to go into your mind and put it together and actually then have a finished product in your hand? What was the time span on that, the time frame?
Well, I went through a lot of prototypes in the beginning trying to keep simplifying it. So that took probably 3 months to, like, glued the thing together.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
not bad.
Yeah, to get the concept, but then the valve is designed to last forever and not fail. So that took a lot of work, and then we had to machine it and everything. So it was about 5 years from when I came up with it till we could sell it.
Have any other products that you've invented or created? I never know which word to use. What do you prefer, Art? Do you prefer created or invented or inventor or creator?
I kind of like I like invented. That's kind of cool. Like as a scientist,
I know, but that's what
it.
I mean that. They're both good, you know. That's
yeah,
what I love.
True.
That's why I use
I'll
both. Inventor
one,
creator.
You know?
Inventor creator.
No,
I like both.
Okay, I'm in. I'm proud of what we built, and you know, it's kind of you to say that, and yeah, it means a lot. I'm very proud of my team and the product, and you know, today I was standing. We had a birthday party for one of our employees. I'm standing in front of our wall of saves. There's 170 pictures of lives we saved.
Wow.
You know? And when you look at it, you're really humbled by how much you change people's lives. And
right, right.
You know, that knowing the pain and knowing they didn't have to go through it, that's as good as it gets. I'll be inventor, creator, Batman, whatever you want.
Right, right. And it's so funny because people, you know, every day they come, I don't know if it's normal or abnormal to walk around and come up with ideas all the time. I do it myself. But actually take one and see that it is a product that is going to save lives. And this was a serious thing. Because you have other ideas. This is, right? And
well, the big challenge was naturally I had to pick a medical product. So I had to go through a lot of I had to learn a lot. You know, we had to get peer-reviewed medical journals and deal with the FDA compliance. I didn't know any of this stuff, but it certainly made it harder. And then when you come together with a glued-together sink plunger saying you're going to save lives, not a lot of people jump on board and say, yeah, that's going to work. So it was a lot of perseverance before we got credibility. You know, we have 4 peer-reviewed medical journals now, and it's a proven life-saving product.
I'm losing you again. We had a conversation. I lost you. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're in and out. I'm sorry. Yeah, when we were speaking earlier, you were clear as day. It's what happened. I was loving it. I was able to understand what you're saying because you keep going.
I know. It's a little tough.
I don't know what you're saying. I follow.
Yeah.
Like almost a sharp product. Is there, and what were your acting? I mean, finally, best it for you to help get to where it is.
I owned a shipping company. I started driving a truck at 17, and me and my partner built up a freight company, and I was able to sell it after 30 years. I was retired, basically, which was another, do I really want to do this kind of moment? But I felt I had to.
So the shipping company's no more. We just work on LifeVac now.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I sold it, and then I had the obligation to stay on a while, and I didn't really work, so I got fired. But it was because I was doing LifeVac 100%, and
right.
It was kind of because of the outcome, the ability to not have a child die in your arms, that I just went for it, and I just did everything possible I could.
Right. Well, glad you did. Glad you did.
Yeah, me too.
You're helping a lot of people, yeah. I have to ask, this has been in the back of my head. Now, when you came up with the idea and you had the prototype, I mean, you must have did testing. How did you test it? What do you use, a tube and then put something in there and then try? What was the testing like to make sure it worked?
Well, I studied it from A to Z. First off, I learned the force.
Of course, I'm just curious. I'm trying to picture of how what you did to actually test it to make sure it worked.
Well, you kind of hit a moment of impossibility. The first thing we did was had an independent pressure test on the push, make sure you can't push it in. On the pull, make sure you got enough force that it'll pull it out. Then we got a durability test to make sure that it could take heat and cold. Then we did several tests on mannequins. Then we had a cadaver study done. And
Okay, so you had the face, so you had that. So did you put a hole through the throat of the mannequin and then stuff something there and try to get it out? I guess that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, no, we got a mannequin that's used for training for abdominal thrust. So you basically you put the obstruction, you stuff it in the throat.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So it's already a product made. It wasn't. That's what I'm thinking. You came up with ideas to make sure it worked. That's what I wanted to see. What
yeah.
you did on your own.
Well, the wild thing was the cadavers were. I actually did it myself, and I said a prayer and was thankful for the cadaver. But we pushed it in cadavers, and we put various sizes, and made sure it would pull it out of a person too. And then we got it out there, and we started saving lives, and the peer reviewed journals. Documented
right.
the saves, and you know, it was a leap of faith. It had to be done that way.
Right. excuse me. What did I want to say? I don't write questions down. I'm just what you and I would be sitting down talking about at so. where did they get the sale? Popular, I own product or like businesses too. How do I ask that? I know. Would a lot of them have it?
Most of it's families, parents. You know.
Mostly home. Yeah, you did say that earlier.
But that always makes me feel, because children are likely to choke. They have small windpipes. They eat distracted. I mean, we've saved children that picked up Legos and coins and leaves.
Oh, God.
And
anything.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
Anything.
And amazing, some of the things that we've pulled out of children. One kid choked on his Tooth Fairy money. But, yeah, it's crazy. And,
oh, my God.
We got a very wide range of objects that we've had to pull out. And
oh, my
luckily
goodness.
It always happens.
Well, I'm sure that the people of the children that have been saved or anybody that it's helped? I mean, that they must reach out to you and send you some mail or letters or anything. Have they comment? You have a website, I'm sure. Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Lifeback.net. Put comments up there.
Well, a lot of them fill out a form because we use it for scientific data too. But I've been blessed to go meet five of the children. I've held the little Killian who was before his first birthday, and I got to see the look of gratitude in the parents and the grandparents.
Wow.
And look at his little face. And
wow.
I've been all over the country, and I'll go anywhere because the most powerful thing for me to keep going in my team is seeing these kids that we saved. You know,
right?
And
You gave me chills when you said that.
Yeah,
you know that.
I get them now.
Yeah.
I went to Virginia recently. The mother saved them, and the little boy jumped in my arms and said, "Thank you for saving me."
Where is Base for Life?
We're in New York.
Oh, 516 and accent.
Yeah, that's me. And it sounds like Mars right now, but yes, I'm in New York.
Yeah, why don't you sound like that if you're only in New York?
I know, and I'm on my home line. I don't know.
I know, it's crazy.
Face the challenges.
I didn't even think to look at the numbers. It said 516. I didn't even think to look at it. And then 17. I should have known that. Duh, I'm an idiot. Anyway, I want to let people know that if they go to lifevac.net, because I want to know about the code that they can use to get the 10% discount. Can you tell us about the question?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people, you know, this year is like the housewife or whatever, you know, she is a very strong, soulful, loving mother. And she came to us because her child, who I met, who's adorable, almost choked. And she came and she got a life back, and then, you know, we reached out, and she was so grateful to have it. And then we formed a collaboration because she's a passionate mother, and she had a scare. So she speaks from the heart, and it's Gretchen 10, and I believe that's 10% off.
And Gretchen EMT, and she couldn't even talk.
You there?
Marty?
Yeah, man.
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Gretchen, woman who is the EMT.
No, Gretchen Rossi, the housewife of Orange County, is
Gretchen
who I was
Rossi
talking
from
about.
Housewives. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, the EMT mom has a code too. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Use it? Art, I'm sorry. Phone is. I apologize, and Artie, I apologize to you too.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I didn't realize it was Gretchen from the Housewives. Now, the product that.
I can't hear any. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can.
the question.
I'm sorry. I can't. I couldn't hear it.
I'm so sorry, Art. Art, you know what? Can you hear me? I can't hear you. And they go to life. They're giving away go to lifeback.net. You can see it. And I mean, it's amazing. So I get more on top of it instead of behind it. But Art, are you there?
Yeah, I just trouble hearing you. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to say goodnight. I'll let everybody know about it. And hang up. I'll tell them where they get it, and I did mention it just now. I don't know if you heard me, but great product. So much for joining me.
Yeah. I'm very grateful, for trying to get the word out. I really appreciate it, and it will save lives, so thank you very much.
Well, if it's me, no, I apologize to everybody, and I wish it sounds fabulous, so thank you so much. I don't know. You tell me. You let me know what, if it was Arthur's side. Artie. Sorry, I couldn't help calling him Artie. I could feel the New York. I felt home with him. I felt the New York thing. I don't know why. I didn't realize that. I didn't see the phone numbers, but I would have known he was in New York. But anyway, yeah, sorry about the connection. I guess we are live. Things have difficulties. They have a lot. So. But it is a great product. If you go look at it on the site and you look at, I had to ask if he was a plumber, because when I saw it, it looked to me. So better, or I could make the rock. God, he's like a superhero kid, and everybody, again, it's a product for all ages. It's a fun for all ages, whatever. But anyway, yeah, if you go to www.lifevac.net, you can, let me see exactly what it says here. You can purchase a home kit for $69.95 and a travel kit for, wait. Here we go. The life hack is non-powered, non-invasive, single-use, only airway device for resuscitating a victim